Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website astrologyalchemy.com. Hi, welcome to the Astrology Alchemy podcast for the week of November 30th. I'm your host and guide, Sheila Belanger. This is a week to honor upcoming endings and completions of cycles. The poem I'll leave you with at the end of this podcast is from David White. It's called Just Beyond Yourself. And the phrase I'd use for this week is just beyond yourself, where you need to be. First up is Monday morning, November 30th. The full moon eclipse is at 9 degrees of Gemini Sagittarius at 1:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. The full moon is when the sun and moon are opposite each other and illuminating the balance between the solar energy of the hero heroine, the conscious self striving to go forward and be an expression of its core self, balanced with the moon, the instinctive nurturer who wants to take us into the place of the deep, fluid, intuitive, non-cognitive self. The sun is in Sagittarius, the sign of making meaning and bigger picture and wanting to get to the truths of things. Sometimes when the sun's in Sagittarius, the challenges our conscious self gets quite dogmatic about our truth is the truth or we've got it figured out. The full moon eclipse says, let's eclipse that pattern. Let's shine the light on an emotional level moon in Gemini, the sign that says, get options. What's a new story? What's another way of looking at this? So this full moon eclipse, early Monday morning in the Pacific time zone, calls us to take a look at expanding our visions. And yes, make meaning. Strive to get the bigger picture, and don't forget to include different points of view and different stories. So it really calls us to change up our stories, let go of some of those old stories' endings. And then the rest of the week, there's not any really big overt cycle, but there's a very big cycle coming at the end of the month. The planet Jupiter and Saturn will conjoin, will come together in the sky on winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere, December 21st, at 0 degrees of Aquarius. This is quite significant, and I'll tell you about it now and then also give you some reflection questions for some of the other cycles that are finishing. So Jupiter and Saturn conjunctions occur in the same element. That means they come together in the sky for roughly 2 centuries. From 1802 to 2020, the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction occurred in Earth signs. The 1980s saw the first shift of Jupiter-Saturn into air sign Libra, but the following conjunctions, 20 years later, went back to Earth with Jupiter and Saturn conjoining in Taurus in May of 2000. The transition of the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction from one element to another is called a grand mutation, which has been underway from late 1980 to late 2020. Now, this is significant because Jupiter is the archetype of the teacher, the guide, the way-shower, the philosopher. Has everything to do with how we expand and grow ourselves and go forward. Saturn, on the other hand, is a balance to Jupiter. It's the structure maker. It's the builder, and it's very grounding and sometimes very limiting. Jupiter wants to expand, shoot for the moon. Saturn says, wait a minute. Are your shoelaces tied? Do you have gas in the car? What do you think you're doing? And their balance together, when they come together, starts a new 20-year cycle of societal growth. And it's really significant when they come together because we're in 20-year periods. So one of the cycles finishing is since the last Jupiter-Saturn conjunction in 2000, all that we've grown with in society, but also on a personal level, they came together in the sign of Taurus, which is an earth sign of security, stability, and right use of resources. So you might look personally in the last 20 years of your life, how have you been growing and developing and balancing that need to expand and that need to be grounded with regard to your personal finances, your resources, how you stay in your body. Now, they're coming together in the sign of Aquarius as an air sign. Aquarius is very different than Earth. Aquarius is very visionary and progressive, and it has to do with new ways to do things. It's very egalitarian. It really wants what Cosmic Mind calls, cosmicmind.com calls, an outsider's perspective. Aquarius has the desire to achieve independence and autonomy. Now, when Saturn and Jupiter come together in Aquarius on winter solstice, it marks a new 20-year cycle. And Cosmic Mind says this conjunction is likely to correlate with economic and political policies emerging from previously alienated voices and minds, as well as a desire for liberation from the constraints of the past. It may be the outsider's perspective, as well as the collective yearning for independence, that drastically changes the social and economic landscape over the next 20 years. So what might crumble in the wake of this socioeconomic revolution? We won't know, but we're poised to go into that. So one cycle that's ending is a 20-year cycle. Another very current cycle is Jupiter has been in Capricorn since December 2nd, 2019. It takes 1 year basically to go through a sign. And it will move into Aquarius on December 19th. So we're finishing up a year cycle where the teacher archetype, the expanded one, the one that calls us to look at beliefs and attitudes, has been in the sign of Capricorn, a very grounded, practical earth sign that wants us to be responsible, accountable, and make sure we're stewarding sustainably what our job is and what we're supposed to do. So there's been a great expansion of trying to get practical. Think about COVID times. Think about the societal and political upheavals. We've all had to grow up. We've all had to create new structures, new ways to be responsible and accountable, or not, depending on your belief systems. But there's been this increase in, we've got to get control, Capricorn. We've got to get a structure in place. And if it's not coming from external governmental sources, we have to make it happen for ourselves. So you might review in the last year, how have you grown in your executive function? How have you expanded and created new belief systems around what's sustainable, what's yours to do, what's not yours to do? And all of the ending of normalcy has maybe challenged you to look at what has been your life structures, your work structures beforehand, and are they still sustainable? Do they need to end? Good to reflect on that. Second of all, Saturn is finishing its 2.5-3 year journey in Capricorn. It entered Capricorn on December 21st of 2017. It will move into Aquarius on December 16th of this year. Now, Saturn is the gal guy person with the clipboard. Whenever Saturn is active, there's a figure inside of us that says, look, I got to get my act together. It's adulting big time. What's mine to do? What's not mine to do? Saturn being in Capricorn for the last 3 years has challenged us all to grow up. To say, I've got to be responsible for my life, and I've got to look at what, again, is mine to make my life sustainable. How do I make my life more grounded, more workable? We had a little bit of time with Saturn peeking into Aquarius from March 23rd of 2020 to July 1st of 2020. It was kind of coming attractions of what we're going into when Saturn moves into Aquarius. But basically, the last 3 years has challenged us to really adult ourselves and say, wow, there's external chaos. There's so many things going on. I can't ask someone else. I can't lean on someone else to be my Saturn for me. I've got to grow up and address some things. Really important to take some time in the next few weeks to really reflect on, how have I become more responsible? How have I adulted more? And what really is my responsibility now in this phase of my life? What's finished? What's complete? It's kind of Saturn cycles. You've heard me say, wake up and smell the coffee. So Saturn finishing in Capricorn, wake up and smell the coffee. What have you been responsible for that really isn't yours to do anymore? But what is yours to do? And how do you create a grounded structure in your life given all the turmoil and craziness that's happened inside and out? Because we all know there's no going back to normal. So Saturn says, okay, as I go into a new sign and we go into a new 20-year cycle, what wants to be grounded? What am I responsible for? And how do I make good completion? So that's a cycle finishing also at the end of this month. Now, also to finish up a very big cycle is it's called the Grand Air Mutation with Jupiter and Saturn. So hang in here. I don't want to overwhelm you with astrology. But Jupiter and Saturn conjunctions coming together in the sky occur every 20 years in the same element for about 200 years. Since 1802, the conjunctions have been in the Earth element. When the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction switch to occur in a new element, that is called a mutation, and that marks the beginning of a new era. We had a mutation in 1980 again when the conjunction occurred in an air sign after being an earth sign since 1802, and then it kicked back in 2000 again to an earth sign. Now, the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction in 2020 is an air sign, Aquarius, and will continue to stay in air signs for about 200 years. So the other thing that is shifting is a 200-year era. Now, astrologer Robert Blasky explains how larger historical developments correspond to the element of the Jupiter and Saturn conjunction. When Jupiter and Saturn conjoin in the Earth element, he says, societal infrastructure evolves globally and there is substantial wealth creation along with extensive land settlement and territorial disputes. These conjunctions recurred in the Earth signs in 1802, then from 1842 to 1961, and in 2000. Think about all the societal upheaval and all of our history in the United States we're having to look at. The 1802 change into Earth roughly corresponds to the Industrial Revolution and the process of extracting wealth, claiming territory, genocidal processes with First Nation peoples in the country. This is all coming to an end, and we can feel it on a collective psyche level. So recognize some of the deep upheaval that we've seen in the United States, especially with not only the call for racial equality, but also societal equality, and deeply questioning capitalism and the status quo of how we overpower and don't do anything to help the earth, don't look at what we need to do to share resources. That's all going to change because now is going into the grand conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn are going in the air element again. And Robert Blaschke says grand conjunctions in the air element historically correspond with rapid social progress, significant intellectual development, and new concepts entering into human consciousness. These conjunctions occurred in the air signs in 1980 and then will occur from 2020 to 2140 and again from 2179 to 2219. So we have this huge 200-year cycle ending. And the shift into the air signs indicates that the cultural phase that really began around the Industrial Revolution is over and in its death throes. So recognize we are alive now in these huge, tumultuous changes of cycles. We know this. Astrology is just one lens to look at that. But taking a breath, it's letting you take some reflection as we go towards winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere on December 21st, when the Saturn-Jupiter conjunction occurs in Aquarius and this new era starts, is take some time in the next few weeks and really take stock of your personal changes and how you want to prepare to step into this new era of air element, which asks for much more egalitarian ways to be and to open our minds in a significant, significant way. And just to add one more little mind-blowing tidbit, many astrologers feel that this grand mutation, this grand conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn going into Aquarius is actually on some level marking energetically the age of Aquarius. And so there is also this bigger ending of 2,000 years of astrological era, the age of Pisces we've been in since around the birth of Christ. And it's not like it turns on a dime, but it is a deeply new era that we're going into for 2,000 years, 2,000 to 2,600 years. So you can recognize from an astrological point of view, this huge tumultuous change with COVID, a political, societal unrest, it also is end times, and we know that. And in end times, what we need to do is go beyond ourselves. The way we've been, there's new pathways calling us. there's new places our heart wants to take us on very personal levels, but also on collective levels, in family, in community, in society, in world channels. So, my dear ones, take time in the next few weeks to reflect on these endings, not only for the end of the year, but the end of the Jupiter cycle for a year, the end of the Saturn cycle for 3 years, the end of the 20-year cycle since 2000, the end of the 200-year cycle, the end of the 2,000-year cycle. Whew. Take time to honor the past and what you've learned from it so you can move forward and greet the new eras. So I leave you with this poem from David White, Just Beyond Yourself. Just beyond yourself, it's where you need to be. Half a step into self-forgetting, and the rest restored by what you'll meet. There is a road always beckoning. When you see the two sides of it closing together at that far horizon and deep in the foundations of your own heart at exactly the same time, that's how you know it's where you have to go. That's how you know it's the road you have to follow. That's how you know you have to go. That's how you know it's just beyond yourself, and it's where you need to be. May you dream forward where your heart takes you, just where you need to be, dear ones. Thanks for listening, and as always, I invite you to give me a 5-star review on iTunes for this podcast. Really appreciate it. And don't forget to check out my YouTube channel, Transformation Journey Roadmap. I put new videos up every Tuesday with supportive inner guidance practices. You can go to youtube.com and search for Transformation Journey Roadmap, or go to astrologyalchemy.com, the website, and on the resources page, you'll find a sample video and a link. Take good care. You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are available at the website, astrologyalchemy.com. Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.